This is the Aviat Merli of the 31st of August 2025. Original date, the 15th of December 2006. Be an embodiment of remembrance, an experienced image. Pass with honours and with a fast speed, and bring about transformation in a second. Today, Bapdada is seeing three lines of special fortune sparkling on the foreheads of all the children everywhere. Everyone's forehead is sparkling with the lines of fortune. One is the line of fortune of godly sustenance. The second is the line of fortune of the teachings you have received from the elevated teacher. The third is the line of fortune of Srimat you have received from the Satguru. In fact, all of you have plenty of fortune, but nevertheless, Bapdada is today especially seeing these three lines. You are also experiencing the sparkling lines on your foreheads, are you not? The most elevated line is the line of the sustenance of God's love. Just as the Father is the highest of all, so God's sustenance is also the highest of all. So few receive this sustenance, yet all of you have become worthy of this sustenance. This sustenance is received by only you children, and only once in the whole cycle. If you don't receive it now, you can never receive it. This godly sustenance, God's love and godly attainment, is only experienced by you handful of souls out of millions. All of you are experienced, are you not? Do you have this experience? You have experienced the sustenance, this study, and also Srimat. You are experienced images. So can you constantly see this star of fortune sparkling on your forehead? All the time? Or does the sparkling star sometimes become a little dull? Let it not become dull. If the sparkling star becomes dull, do you know what the reason is for that? Bapdada saw that the reason is you have not become embodiments of remembrance. You think that you are a soul, but you become an embodiment of the thought. You don't become an embodiment of the awareness that much. Unless you are constantly an embodiment of remembrance, you cannot have power, because this awareness brings power. An embodiment of remembrance is an embodiment of power. This is why this star of fortune sparkles less. Ask yourself what you are over a longer period. Is it an embodiment of thought or an embodiment of awareness? By being an embodiment of thought, you think very well, I am this, I am this, I am this. However, because of not being an embodiment of that awareness, waste thoughts and ordinary thoughts become mixed into your thinking. In fact, if you look at it, your eternal form is the form of awareness and power. Your form is not just of thoughts, but it is that of an embodiment. In the beginning too, you received the reward of having been an embodiment of awareness at this time. So eternally and originally, you are an embodiment of awareness. Then at this time, at the end, and at the time of the confluence age 2, you become an embodiment of awareness. So, in all three aspects of time, at the beginning, eternally, and at the end, you are an embodiment of awareness. You are not an embodiment of thoughts. This is why Bapdada told you earlier too, to become an experienced image at the present time is the elevated stage. You consider yourself to be a soul. You have godly attainments. But there is a big difference between understanding this and experiencing it. An experienced image can never be deceived by Maya or experience any sorrow. The games of Maya that you see every now and then, and the games that you even play yourself, are because of the lack of being an embodiment of experience. The authority of experience is the most elevated. Bapdada saw that some children do think about this, but that they have little experience of being an embodiment. In today's world, the majority of souls has become tired of seeing and hearing and wish to have some attainment from an experience. Only those who are experienced can give an experience. Experienced souls will constantly continue to move forward. They will continue to fly, because experienced souls constantly have zeal and enthusiasm emerged in them. So check, have you become an image of experience of every point? Is the authority of experience visible in your every action? Is your every word and every thought based on the authority of experience? Or is it simply based on your understanding? One is to understand, and the other is to experience. To speak about the points of this knowledge for every subject can also be done by outside speakers who give many speeches. However, to become an embodiment of the experience of every point means to be an enlightened soul. There are many who have yoga. There are many who sit for yoga. But to experience yoga means to be an embodiment of power. And you are recognizable as an embodiment of power by your being able to invoke a particular power that is needed at that time, and becoming an embodiment that is free from obstacles. Even if one power is lacking, if you speak about it but are not an embodiment of it, then too you can be deceived at that time. If you need the power of tolerance, that you use the power to oppose, you cannot be called Yogyukt or an embodiment of experience. What would be the sign of your being an embodiment of awareness and an embodiment of experience in all four subjects? In your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. In your attitude, you would constantly have pure feelings, soul-conscious feelings, and altruistic feelings. In the atmosphere and in relationships and connections, you would always be humble and your words would be pure and gentle. These specialities would be the natural nature at every moment of someone who is an experienced image. Natural nature. At present, some children sometimes say, I don't want to do this, but it is my old nature. Your nature naturally does that work, and you don't even have to think about it. Your nature is naturally doing that work. So check yourself. What is my natural nature? If I have even the slightest trace of my old nature, then by it being used again and again, it becomes a firm sanskar. In order to finish your old nature and old sanskars, even though you want to do this, you are unable to do it. What is the reason for that? You have become knowledgeful about everything. You don't want something to happen, and yet it happens. So what is the reason for that? There is little power of transformation. In the majority of you, it is visible that the power of transformation is lacking. You understand it, you speak about it, and if you were all asked to write or give a lecture on the topic of the power of transformation, then Bapdada feels that all of you are very clever, and you could even give very good lectures and write very well about it too. Then if others come, you would also explain to them very well. Don't worry, just transform it. However, you yourselves lack the power of transformation. Yet knowing the importance of the present time, you should not take time to bring about transformation. Let the power of transformation be used in a second. Since you understand that something should not happen, and though you understand this, if you are unable to transform yourself, the reason for that is that you think about it, but you don't become an embodiment of it. You become an embodiment of those thoughts for a longer period throughout the day. The majority of you lack being an embodiment of awareness, and so an embodiment of power. It is now the time for an immense speed, the time for immense effort. It is not the time for ordinary effort. Transformation in a second means that by your being an embodiment of awareness, you should become free from negative and wasteful thoughts in a second. Why? You are instruments for bringing the time and completion close. So according to the importance of the present time, and since you know that every step has multi-millions merged in it, you keep the awareness of increasing that in your intellect. But your intellect should also remain aware that you can lose it. If you are creating multi-millions at every step, you can also lose multi-millions at every step, can you not? So now the question of a minute is over. You say for others that they should stay in a minute of silence. But for you people, it now has to be a matter of a second. How long does it take to think yes or no? A second. So, such fast transformation power is required. You understand when something is fine or not fine. Put a full stop to that which is not fine, and make that which is fine practical. Now use the importance of the full stop. You know about the three dots, do you not? However, use the dot, the full stop at the right time. Scientists are doing everything quickly now, and they are also using the power of transformation a lot more. So you, with the power of silence, now keep this aim. That is, if you want to bring about transformation. You are knowledgeful, but now become powerful in the speed of a second. We are doing it. It will happen. We will do it. ... No. Is it possible or is it difficult? Because at the final moment, it will be the paper of a second, not a minute. So only if you have the practice of a second over a long period of time will you be able to pass with honours in a second. You are God's students. You are studying this godly study, and you definitely have to pass with honours. So what if you claim pass marks? Pass with honours. What aim have you kept? Those of you who believe that you have to pass with honours, raise your hands. Pass with honours. Underline the word honours. Acha. So what will you now have to do? A motor a minute is common. It is now a matter of a second. Yes, those from Punjab, it is now a matter of a second. Who will be number one in this, Punjab? What is the big deal? You speak with such intoxication. You speak very well with such intoxication that when Babdada hears it, he is very pleased. You say, what is the big deal? Because Babdada is with you. So you have the authority with you. So what are you now going to do? You now have to become intense effort makers. You are doing service. And what else would you do without having service to do? Would you sit idle? Service is the Dharma, the religion, and karma, action of Brahmin souls. However, now, along with doing service, become an embodiment of power. Babdada is pleased with the amount of zeal and enthusiasm for doing service you have shown, and is also congratulating you. However, just as you have received the crown of service, you are wearing crowns. And note that the youth group was wearing a crown and a sash. See how good they look. Now show everyone by wearing the crown of becoming an embodiment of awareness. It is the youth group, is it not? So what wonder will you show? Number one in service, and number one in being an embodiment of power. To give the message is also the Dharma and Karma of Brahmin life, but Babdada is now giving you a signal to speed up the machinery of transformation. Otherwise, it will be difficult for you to pass with honours. The practice of this over a long period of time is needed. Think about it and do it. Do not just become an embodiment of thought. Also become an embodiment of awareness, and so an embodiment of power. Finish anything wasteful at a fast speed. Wasteful thoughts, wasteful words, wasteful actions, wasteful time, and wasteful methods and systems in relationships and connections. Finish all of it. When you Brahmin souls quickly finish all of that waste in yourselves, you will quickly accumulate blessings from souls and increase your account of charity. Babdada told you earlier that Babdada is checking three types of account: the account of the speed of effort, the account of blessings, and the account of charity. However, the accounts of the majority are not that full. This is why Babdada is today reminding you of the slogan: now become fast, become intense effort makers. Become those who quickly finish everything. Become those who quickly transform the atmosphere with their minds. Babdada is pleased with all of the children with regard to one thing. What is that? All of you have deep love in your hearts for the Father. Congratulations for that. However, should I tell you what you have to do? By the end of this season, and you still have time, show one splendour or another at a fast speed by the end of this season. Do you like this? Do you like it? Those of you who feel that you will keep both the aim and its qualifications in your awareness, raise your hands. Those who will keep both the aim and its qualifications in front of you, raise your hands. Double foreigners will do this. Teachers will do this. And the youth will also do this. Those in the front row will also do this. So multi-million congratulations in advance. Acha. Now practice this right now. In a second, become free from negative thoughts, free from wasteful thoughts. Become stable and concentrate on one Father and none other. Are you able to sit and concentrate on this one thought? Let there be no other thoughts. Sit in the experience of concentrating on just the one thought. Do not take time, but in just a second. Acha. To all the children everywhere who have sent special love and remembrance, each of those children, please accept love, remembrance and blessings from the heart. Personally by name. Babdada is seeing that this is in everyone's heart. Give my remembrance. Give my remembrance. However, the moment you children have this thought, it reaches Babdada at that time. Therefore, Baba is giving all of you children love and remembrance personally, by your names and your specialities. To all you elevated children who are constantly embodiments of awareness, embodiments of power, and embodiments of experience, to those who always instantly put into practice the pure thoughts you have, just as there is the importance of an instant donation, in the same way, there is also the importance of instant transformation. To the world transformer children who bring about instant transformation, to all the Mahavir children who put godly sustenance, God's love, godly study, and God's Srimat into their every action. To the Mahavir children who make number one intense effort with their courage, concentration and unity. Babdada's love and remembrance from his heart. Blessings from his heart and namaste. To the daddies, all of you are playing good parts. Baba is pleased seeing each one's part. The young ones are also playing good parts. Do not think that you are just the young ones. Young ones are equal to God. The Shaktis have their own parts, and the Pandavas have their own parts. Nothing could continue if the Pandavas were not there, and nothing could continue if the Shaktis were not there. This is why there is the memorial of the four-armed image in Bharat. In no other religion do they show the four-armed image, but in Bharat, the four-armed image has importance. So both are playing very good parts. However, now do everything quickly. That is all. Sometimes you become a little slack. Now is not the time to become slack. Many different things happen, but by understanding the significance of the situations, you have to remain Rasyukt, Yogyukt, Sneyukt, loving, and Sahayogyukt, cooperative, as you move along. Is this okay? To Daddy G, this is very good, is it not? Look how so many have come. Why have they come? Why has everyone come? To meet you. They have, of course, come to meet Bab Dada. But if the daddies were not here, they would say that they don't enjoy it. So there is no enjoyment if all of you are not here either. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of success by putting on the switch of awareness and benefiting yourself and others. The basis of your stage is your awareness. Constantly have this powerful awareness. I belong to the Father, and the Father belongs to me. By having this awareness, your stage will remain powerful, and you will also make others powerful. When a switch is put on, there is light. In the same way, this awareness is also a switch. Let the switch of attention be constantly on, and you will continue to benefit yourself and others. Since you have a new birth, have new memories, and finish all memories of the past. By using this method, you will receive the blessing of being an embodiment of success. Slogan: in order to experience supersensuous joy, remain stable in your stage of an embodiment of peace. Aviat signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Bab Dada is bound by a bond of love and cannot become free even if he wanted to. This is why they have shown an image of being bound on the path of devotion. Even while Aviat, he had to be bound by a bond in a practical form. Even though he was liberated from the physical form, he could not become free. This bond of love is very strong. Become an embodiment of love. Tie one another with a bond of love and give the experience of a close relationship and of belonging. Om Shanti.